Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
By the time I got to that last door to go outside, all the pain was gone and I just couldn't hold it any longer. And I just started yelling and screaming and giving God the glory.
God is good to everyone. Call upon His name today. Join Gloria Copeland on today's Believer's Voice of Victory as she teaches you how to break free from pain. Learn the key to staying well and living in divine health.
So our healing school today, in Psalm 145, it says God is good to all. That means me. Psalm 103 says that He has healed our sicknesses and carried our diseases, and by His stripes we were healed. Now that's me. I were healed. It's already been done. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Deuteronomy 28 tells us that we've been redeemed from the curse of the law, and every sickness and every disease, it says, is under that curse. So if they come up with something new disease, you've already been delivered from it. Now, I think that's good planning, don't you? I think God did some good planning for us. Glory to God. Galatians 13 says, every sickness and every disease is under that curse. Deuteronomy 28 will tell us that we've been redeemed. Galatians 3 says we've been redeemed. Deuteronomy 28 lists every sickness and every disease under that curse. Well, everything they come up with, we've already been delivered from it. Glory. But how come so many people are sick? Because they're not in the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Faith doesn't come by cancer or sickness or pneumonia or bad things. Faith comes from truth. And if you don't find out the truth, you're not going to have faith. But if you'll do what, obviously, I'm talking to the choir here, but still it's good to remind ourselves of it. You might have drugged some unbelieving person in here with you. So, what do? We walk by faith and not by sight. How do we do that? By staying in the Word of God. You know, there's people just millions of people in this world cannot imagine taking your vacation and going to church for a week. That's just something that's beyond the pale for them. But if they knew what we knew, we couldn't get them all in this building. Amen. Glory to God. I like God's way. Every sickness, every disease, it says in Deuteronomy 28, is under the curse. Now, Psalm 91 is a long life scripture. Let's look at that. I'm all into long life as I approach my latter years. I've been there, though, for a long time for long life. Glory to God. Who doesn't want long life? But you don't want to be sick. You want to be healed. So in Psalm 91, which everybody knows by heart, is a marvelous scripture. He that dwelleth, and here's it holds the key to staying well and staying blessed and staying in the blessing instead of the curse. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say, now your words, you know your words. If you know anything about faith, you get what you say. You say it. That's your faith talking. Psalm 91 agrees with that. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. This is a decision that we make. I say right. I say what the Word says. I say what I want to come to pass. And I trust in God. How do I trust in God? By His Word. What His Word says, I believe it. I take it. That's faith. Faith's not hard. You can do this. And we can all increase our faith. How? More word, more saying. Surely, in him will I trust. Surely, he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome, or deadly, that means deadly, from the deadly pestilence. So, you know, we hear today in our generation, we hear about biological warfare. We hear about diseases that we've never heard about before. Whatever comes out, biological warfare, whatever, we've been delivered from it if we're in Christ Jesus. And I am in Christ Jesus. How many of you are in Christ Jesus? You say, well, I don't know if I am or not. Well, here's how you do it. You say, Jesus. Say it, everybody. Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Say what I said. Take my life and do something with it. Glory to God. I receive it. I'm telling you, he can do it. He can take you from where you've been raised. You think, well, I wasn't raised. I didn't have any advantages of anything about God where I've been raised. And, you know, I'm just behind. Well, he can take you from where you are to where he wants you to be if you'll go with him in the word and believe what it says. Glory to God. I personally was raised in church, famous for believing nothing. I won't tell you what church, but you know what? It didn't seem to get into me. I didn't hardly catch on to there. I was young and I wasn't too interested. You know what I mean? So it was fortunate that it didn't get in there. But you can go now. That was many years ago. Now there's good churches in just about every city or town in this country. Isn't that awesome? They're good word churches, good churches that preach you the word. Hallelujah. So we don't have any excuses in our generation. He shall cover thee when you stay in the Psalm 91 mode. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be a shield and buckler. The word to us in this life, in this earth, is a shield and a buckler. It's a guard. It's a protection. But if you don't know what it says, you left your shield at home. Thou shalt not be afraid. So we're not to be fearful. We don't take fear. We're not afraid. Why are we not afraid? Because we're in faith. Faith believes God. Faith and fear are opposite. If you're in fear, you need to make changes. You need to get busy. They shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for pestilence that walks, or disease that walks in darkness, and destruction that wastes at noonday. Here's how bad it can get. 1,000 shall fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Here's 11,000 people dropping around, all around you. There you are in the middle, and you're not touched. That's how powerful God's word is and his protection is. But you know what will rob you of that scripture right there? Fear. You can't have fear and faith at the same time. If you have a problem with fear, you need to cast it out. You need to get rid of it. Every time a fear thought comes up with you, you just say, I'm not taking that in Jesus' name. I've been delivered and I'm free and I'm blessed. What's blessed can't be cursed. Amen? So 1,000 can get so bad, 1,000 on one side, 10,000 on the other. Only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked. Didn't say it wouldn't be around you. Didn't say you wouldn't see it. But you just see it. You don't have to participate. Amen? Glory to God. Ken and I, one day were in the airplane and we were going on a trip somewhere. And up above us, I don't know how far it would have been, but not we weren't right in it, but it was right where we could see it. There was a cloud and a tornado started coming down out of that cloud. Well, we saw it. We saw that tornado coming down. It was about to hit somewhere, probably 100 miles from where we were. Wherever, I don't know. We could see it, but we weren't in it. And we said, you get back up there in the name of Jesus. And that sucker went, ch-ch-ch-ch, and back up it went. Not to be seen by us again. Hallelujah. You can talk to things. You can talk to storms. You can speak at things that are trying to take your life. You can talk to disease in Jesus' name, just like we spoke to that tornado. You can talk to sickness and disease and say, you're not coming on me. Or if something's on you, you just say, you know, I cast you out. I'll not have you. I'll not allow you in my body, and call it by its name and say, you're under the curse. And Jesus, the word says, I've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Amen. Psalm 145 says, the Lord is good to all. So that covers all of us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Lord is good to all, and his mercy endures forever. You can't wear him out. You can be the worst character in the whole world, but if you'll repent and come back to him, just say, Lord, have mercy on me. I make you Lord of my life. I receive you as my Lord. All that old bad stuff will be washed off of you, washed away, and you become what this wonderful thing called a new creature in Christ. What is a new creature? A new creature is a new creation. It's a person that's never been before. When we got born again, we changed. We're not the same old. I'm not that same old girl. You're not that same old guy. You were changed to a new creature in Christ Jesus. Every bad thing in your life is gone. You might have the memory of it, but don't dwell on it. You've been delivered from it. It's gone. And you've been born over again. Think of how many people in this world would like to know that they could start over again. Not just start over, but be born over. Glory to God. So if you're in that condition today, I'm going to tell you how to do it. You just say, Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Glory to God. I said to him, take my life and do something with it. At that time, if there's anything I wouldn't have wanted to be, it would be a preacher's wife. But then I became a new creature. And then I met another new creature. And he asked me on the first date. Well, he wasn't quite a new creature there, and I wasn't either, actually, at that time, probably. But he asked me to marry him on the first date. So I held out for about 3 minutes, and I said, okay. I've told you all this story before, but it's a hoot. I went in and I thought, I don't even know him. Why did I say that? Well, I'll get out of it later. Well, that's been 50 plus years now. But I don't want out of it. Hallelujah. Ken and I have had a marvelous time together serving the Lord. And that's what's available for everybody. Just put him at the top and it'll come to pass. Psalm 103, Galatians says every sickness is under the curse in Deuteronomy 28:61. In Psalm 91, we talked about abiding. This person abides under the shadow of the Almighty. That great protection that's in Psalm 91 there's something necessary to have that great protection. You got to be an abider. What is an abider? Well, that's one that lives in the Lord, lives with the Lord, obeys the word. He said, if my words abide in you and you abide in me, ask what you will and it'll be done for you. Boy, that cuts it short, doesn't it? You abide in me, you got it made. What is abiding? Abiding is obeying, doing what he says. And there's no limit then to the blessing that can come in your life. And there might be somebody here that, you know, your friend drug you, your relative drug you here, and you thought, I don't know what I'm doing in this place. Well, you got a chance to start all over in life if you never made Jesus the Lord of your life. If you've made him the Lord and you got away from it, then repent and go back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many of you have been born again? Look at that. Isn't that great? I won't ask for those that haven't, but that's who I'm talking to. Glory to God. Every sickness under the curse. Every sin, the power of sin broken over our lives. That new creature that you are in Christ Jesus got authority. We've got authority. We have authority, and we have to take it. Just because we have it doesn't mean that when sickness comes, we don't get sick. But because we take that authority and we rebuke it in the name of Jesus, we say, no, no, and we go to the healing scripture that he bore our sickness, carried our diseases, by his stripes I was healed. When we act on the word of God, it takes effect in our lives. You say, well, I just got started at this, and I don't know much about the Bible. Well, start finding you, get you a list of healing scriptures. If you don't know how to do it, find somebody's book that's got it written in there. List of healing scriptures. Well, I don't know. I'm not sick, but I'm broke. Well, find you the prosperity scriptures and take hold of those prosperity scriptures. That's what we did. We were in debt. We didn't have anything. It was a sad time. We didn't know we were, you know, we didn't know how broke we were. When I look back, we should have been sadder than we were. We didn't know how broke we were. But we Ken's mother, let's see, what she got? She helped me. She gave me some old furniture for our little house in Tulsa. And then I bought a table, and we put it together, and I painted it up, made us a little dining table. And that's the way we started. You know why we didn't stay there? Because at that same time, we got on the Word of God. We were born again, got on the Word. Brother Hagin, when we lived in Tulsa, he was having seminars 10 days every quarter, I believe, if I remember right. And now we're born again. Now we already know the Word's our answer. So we get over there in those meetings twice a day, every day. We don't miss. We get the Word of God. And we've stayed that way. We have to have God's Word to keep our faith sharp and strong. And you do too. You say, well, I'm working three jobs. I'm just so busy. I just don't have time. Well, if you would get in the Word, you could probably get by on one job. One good job instead of three puny jobs. See, that's called the blessing. Say the blessing. Blessing. The blessing comes on us when we come in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay, let's see. Psalm 91, the key to long life is abiding in him. With long life, that scripture says, will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. You make God your refuge. You make the Lord Jesus Christ your refuge. And you can be satisfied and have long life. That's where we all ought to be. Long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Prosperous and blessed. Hallelujah. Matthew 15. Let's see. Matthew 15, 30. This was in Jesus' ministry. And he said, and great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet. Can you get a picture of that? Here they are bringing all their people, all their old people, all their young people that's sick or impaired or anyway, and they just brought them to him and cast him down at his feet. And what did he do? He healed them. Glory to God. All kind of people living all kind of ways. And when they got to Jesus' feet, he had mercy on them, insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to behold, the lame to walk, the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Glory to God. God could heal everyone and will if we'll accept it this morning in this place in just one swift moment, never to have that sickness or disease again.
This is Sheila from Channel View, Texas. This is her first Believers Convention. She had been suffering with arthritis in the knees, very painful even to walk. And Tuesday she received some things when Dr. Dollar was preaching, and she was going out and the pain started hitting her again, she said, and said, the Lord said to her, as they went, they were healed. And she said, I'm going to take that. And she noticed today that the pain's gone, she said, and she wants to show you something. She's a runner today. Amen. Without pain.
Yeah. Yeah. Woo, glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And God told me, he said, you know how they were healed as they went? He said, that's what I'm going to do for you. And so I kept walking, and by the time I got to that last door to go outside, all the pain was gone, and I just couldn't hold it any longer. And I just started yelling and screaming and giving God the glory and thanking God. And I guess people thought I went crazy, but I was free. I was healed. I was squatting and doing some of everything that I thought that I couldn't do before.
This gentleman is Thomas from England, and he has come for 3 years to volunteer in the meeting. And he was attacked last year with terrible pains and heart, shooting pains around his heart and so much pain in his body, and he got weaker and weaker. He didn't think he could fly, but by faith, he flew and he came. Monday, he was prayed for in the volunteer meeting. He's been getting better every day, and now totally pain-free and strong.
Hallelujah.
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 Thanks, God.
That is wonderful.
This is Allison from DeKalb, Illinois. 2 years ago, she had back surgery, but then since that time, always had continuous pain. Last Friday, she finally went and got an MRI, but then she came here and has been believing God all week for a miracle. They called her on Thursday and said actually what it was a degenerative disc, and she was going to need surgery, but she had already noticed a change in her body. And then today, during service, God touched her. She tells me that she's completely healed.
Hallelujah.
I worked with the evangelism team all this week, and before I came, I couldn't walk, sit, or stand for more than 20 minutes. And I still came, and Riley and people on the team were my number two for a miracle. And when Tracy said, your back is all straightened out, the degenerated disc, that was me.
And every degenerative area of bone and disease and vertebrae loss, bone loss was being restored.
Right.
Why don't you show us what we can do?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
All week long, I'm like, Lord, I want a miracle. I want my back totally fixed. I want it totally fine. And every day with the evangelism team, they were still believing God with me to be able to go out, because we went out every day. Yesterday, we went out twice, and over 1,200 people got saved this week.
This is a precious lady, Cheryl, from here in Dallas. And she, I don't know what this little lady was doing on a tractor lawnmower, but she was driving it and drove it into a ditch. And then she tried to pull it out herself with her bare hands. So tell us what happened.
Well, my sister was pushing and I was pulling, and I hit the ground on my bottom. And when I did, oh, it hurt my low back, and I could just see the compression of my disc. I'm an imaging technologist, so I know what it looks like. And I sat there for just a brief second, and then this anger rose up in me, and I thought, I am not going to be a slave to back pain. I know what that does to people. My sister comes over and she's real compassionate. She said, do you want a heating pad? I said, no, I'm healed in the name of Jesus. I walked out my house and I just started professing and claiming. And I said, God, you've healed me. You did it years ago before I was born. I just kept going on and on. And I've been doing it all week. And I knew when I got here, it was going to be completed. I guess God just put that in my heart. I just want to tell everybody, take authority when it happens. Don't let it sit. When you let it sit and fester, it just gets worse and worse, and then the devil has a chance
That's
to just infiltrate your mind. And
good
I'm so glad, because of so many of the stories you told us about how you walked through those healing. I can't tell you the value I place on the teachings that you've given us as partners. I value every one of them. I listen to them all the time.
Amen.
And that's why I could do what I did that day.
Amen. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.